Christmas. hey, easy. I feel like Donald Trump. Get him out of here. No, seriously, I love this time of year. And obviously it's the time that we mark off on our calendar and we look forward to all year long to celebrate the birth of our Lord. And I want to make it clear before I even go any further, when I say the birth of our Lord, I'm not talking about the creation of our Lord. Scripture is very clear, and Jesus was very clear, that he is the almighty, ever-existent God. He was not created in Bethlehem. He wasn't created in Mary's womb. He left his realm in heaven. He is the almighty God, the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving God. And he chose to open up that doorway of heaven and enter our world as a human being. I mean, we're very fond of saying that Jesus was born, Jesus came as a man, but in reality, he came as a baby. And I think that's really important because he learned everything that we have to learn. He knew what it was like to fall down. He knew what it was like to be hungry and cold and completely dependent on someone else. He knew what it was like to, I believe, he knew what it was like to get frustrated, to get angry, to have his feelings hurt. He learned what it was like to forgive. I believe he also learned how to laugh. I believe he learned what it was like to have a best friend and the satisfaction of putting a hard day's work in and that feeling that comes with that. And I think all that is important, that Jesus had to go through all of that because Scripture is very clear. He can relate to us in every way. We can bring all of our cares to him, all of our troubles to him, everything that's ever bothered us. Because I know right now, Christmas time, it is a joyful time, but in reality, there are some hurting people out there. Steve mentioned it last night. There are broken relationships that people are still praying about. You know, there's still bills that have to be paid. There's still sickness that we still have to deal with. But it's comforting to know that we have a God who's gone through so many hurts and disappointments and the joys, and we can come to him and pour out all of our cares. The only thing that Jesus can't relate to is he's never had to confess sins. He's never had to repent, because Scripture, again, is very clear. He's the spotless lamb. So this Christmas time, I want you to think about the magnificence of this occasion, this holiday, this event, the incarnation. I think often the holiday gets kind of drowned out. You know, we lose the magnificence of this event. But in reality, Jesus came for one reason. That's so he can identify with us, and we have a means to get to God through heaven, through him into heaven. So thank you for your time.